a short listen to this piece of history.
The paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights paneling brain damage.
Who is it?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places, and he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
It kind of makes you want to consider suicide.
Hello and welcome to David M. Green's Summer Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Of course, powwow for short, not to be confused with Prisoner of War or World of Warcraft. However, this show does embrace elements of both, namely nerd culture and violating the Geneva Convention. Hi, David M. Green here, and joining me this evening is voiceovers Tim Ray.
Sup?
Hi. And regular radioactive guy, Mr. Michael Princey.
Hello, David.
I trust you are both alive and well, obviously, except for the radiation. Yeah, Michael.
I'm great. I've been taking these relaxation tablets, and I'm going to keep taking them through the show. I think it's going to be great.
Temazepam?
That's right. Yeah, temazepam.
Mm.
Well, coming up on the show tonight, we have what I believe is the funniest thing I have ever done and will ever do. And when we did it, everybody laughed hysterically and then turned to one another and uniformly agreed, well, there it was, David M. Green is spent. And you, dear listener, will hear what it's all about in a little while, but here is a hint. Dutch Street Fighter prank call madness. That's all I'm going to say right now. Also, a physical, chemical cocktail of crime and obscure 80s new wave music from Howard Jones, Tears for Fears, and Laura Branigan. Smitty's got another driving tip, and we'll be crossing to newly crowned powwow ambassador for Sydney, the Sydney ambassador, if you will, Mr. Matty B. Not the hip-hop guy, obviously, he's from Perth. All that, and possibly another thing, tonight on the show that shows up the other shows by being the show that it is, this show, Pow Wow, obviously, on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Remember, you can't spell Pow Wow without...
Ow.
Pow Wow! Is your wife driving you around the bend when you'd rather be driving around the Adelaide Formula One street circuit? Or at least be able to drive in the bedroom once in a while? Is that too much to ask? Well, wind down your window and get your parking ticket ready for insertion, because it's now time for Smitty's Driving Tips with Smitty.
How many times have you wanted to throw a party, but your festive occasion has been cruelly and ironically dampened by South Australia's persistent fire bans and fireworks licensing red tape? Well, your old pal Smitty knows some people who know some people who bribe some people, and now you can get your hands on as many fireworks as you like.
So, where do you want them?
Yeah, just put them there next to the LPG tank.
It looks kind of rusty.
Just do it.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, mate. Ah, sweet tobacco eases the pain.
What's that smell?
Wasn't me.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, not to be confused with AM. Just earlier there, we had Laura Branigan, I like to call her Zap, with Hot Night from the Ghostbusters soundtrack, I believe. Hey, Michael Princey is with me. Have a round of applause, Michael.
Thank you, David.
How are you this evening?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. You're kind of sitting behind me. I have to crank my neck around.
Oh, sorry. I'll move around when we turn the mics off next time.
All right, but this talk break is going to be pretty uncomfortable.
Piggybacking.
For me. Yeah, and also voiceovers, Tim Ray.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. They love you, obviously. Not as much as Michael. I think they're just being ironic, mate.
But they seem much more excited about Tim than about me.
Mm. Short excitement. It's compact. It's quality, not quantity.
Okay, well, as long as you're both satisfied with the round of applause, I have no control over that, the studio audience, obviously.
The computer just plays itself sometimes.
That's right. Hey, I'm not ready for that. Or am I?
This is the sweetest victory of all.
I guess I was. Thank you. Now we don't have to do that later. But anyway, fellas, it's Bass Rootin' time.
Oh, yeah.
Michael.
Fellas.
Yes, that's right. Sorry. Smitty says fellas. I'm stealing one of his things there. Michael, who is Bass Rootin'? Please explain for the listener at home.
Well, David, he is a Dutch street fighting sensation. He puts out his own DVDs that we have legally acquired. And basically, I've heard he can crush a man with his eyebrows.
Wow.
Wow.
That's how powerful this man is.
Wow. Crush it in the eyebrow.
That's right. dynamo.
For the benefit of the listener, I'm trying to crush something with my eyebrow. It doesn't seem to work.
Not looking good.
No. Maybe we should ask Bass Rootin himself to just briefly explain who he is. Bass, who are you?
Hello, and welcome to Bass Rootin's lethal street fighting self-defense system.
That doesn't really answer my question now, does it? It's quite poor. Obviously, radio's not his thing.
Welcoming, though.
I suppose he's nice. That's who he is. He has a very... sounds like German, but it's actually a Dutch accent. And he resides in America, and he wrestles, and he talks about street fighting. I believe he was a bouncer for many, many years.
Right.
And I think he is such a great fighter. In fact, you two as well, I'm speaking on behalf of you. We think that he's such a great fighter that we believe everybody would be safer knowing the self-defense techniques that he knows himself. So we made some calls to try to get the word out there. Try to get the word out there about Bass Rootin and how great he is. But to make it seem a bit more personal, we tried to get the real Bass Rootin, but he's busy. He wouldn't do community radio, obviously. He's
busy wrestling.
Busy man, yeah. Obviously, he'd crush us with his eyebrows. So obviously, we didn't have the real Bass Rootin. So we made what's called a soundboard. Now, for the people who don't know what that is, that's, everybody unless you're involved with radio in any way. A soundboard is a selection of audio files arranged on a series of buttons on a computer screen, and each button corresponds to a different Bass Rootin phrase in this case.
Like, is that what it is?
Like the one here. That is what it is, Michael.
Excellent.
And so without further introduction, we here at David M. Green's Summer Powwow proudly present Bass Rootin Calling. Now, we first tried a well-known and local martial arts specialist, someone adept at the deadly martial arts.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Okay?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, what can I do for you?
Listen, fella, this is the thing. This is very important, okay? Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
About what?
I know my things, okay? You have to understand. My first thing that I want to tell you is to keep your eyes on your opponent. Never look away from your opponent. Because if you look away, you cannot see the glass coming, or the hit, or the baseball bat, or what about a shin kick in the head? What about the kick in the groin?
What? You want a kick in your ball?
Okay.
Okay, so that one, that didn't really work very well, did it? Who's using martial arts anymore, anyway? What is this, like, ancient samurai Japan? I don't know, is it?
I don't think so, The last time that I looked. You would have thought that someone, obviously the person that answered the phone wasn't so, perfect in English. He sounded like he came from a different country. You thought he would have been a bit more welcoming to someone else who didn't speak that much English.
Think that, wouldn't you? Well, why don't we try something a bit more modern? Any ideas, Michael?
Some weapons, maybe. Not old ones, new ones.
Pump the guns?
Yeah.
A gun shop.
Yeah. Ah.
Hello?
Hello, Mark. Indoor firing range. Jason speaking.
Hello.
How you going? Hello.
All right. Okay.
How can I help you?
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Okay?
Yep.
What can you do with this?
What have you been for many years, sorry?
I know. Okay? Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Like I told you before.
Yeah.
Okay. There are many weapons that you can use. Weapons, I should say. I call them weapons.
Yeah.
A glass. Very dangerous. You can stab it right in front of somebody's face.
Yeah, and what about that?
I call them weapons. Crush it in the face.
Yeah, we don't have weapons, mate. We have firearms.
It's your choice.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, what are you ringing up for, sir?
What about the kick in the groin? This is very important.
Mate, we're not talking about this. I'll see you later. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Okay, this obviously isn't working. I think we need to take Bass Rutan's street fighting methods directly to the people. Can we hire some sort of Blues Brothers type car with a big megaphone?
Ah, I like it. Hey, you, on the motorcycle.
You two girls. Pay attention to me. I don't think that's going to work. We don't have the budget for it. Why don't we just keep using the phones? Well, why don't we try some average, you know, average run-of-the-mill businesses? Like a
mill?
Like a mill. Well, that's not really very average. It's very agricultural. What is this? Ancient Japan? what about an antique shop?
Mm.
Okay. We can talk about porcelain, perhaps. For this rotary phone. Very old.
Good afternoon, Tasmar Antiques.
Hello.
Hello.
Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
Right.
It's a stabbing device. This is porcelain. It will have sharp edges, and it can cut your throat. You can cut people with it. Very dangerous. Watch out for that.
Yes.
Okay?
Right, yes. It's a porcelain blade. Yes.
This is very important. Okay?
Yes, right, yes.
You have to understand. Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Okay?
Yes. And what's the point of the call?
There are many weapons that you can use. Weapons, I should say. I call them weapons. A glass. Very dangerous. You can stab it right in front of somebody's face.
Yes, and what's the point of the call?
Pay attention to me. Like I told you before, okay?
Yes, I'm listening.
Listen, fella. This is the thing. You have to understand. It's a street fight, okay?
Yes.
My first thing that I want to tell you is to keep your eyes on your opponent. Never look away from your opponent, okay?
Yes.
What about the kick in the groin?
Yeah, what about it?
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin, okay?
Yes.
I call them weapons, okay?
Yes.
I know my things. Hello, and welcome to Bas Rutan's lethal street fighting self-defense system. Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
Unsuccessful once again. I don't know what went wrong with that one.
Oh.
I like that guy. He's very genteel, unlike the gun guy who's very quick to anger. This guy here, much more reserved, a little more like that.
You wouldn't want it the other way around, would you?
No. Well, the gun guy, very quick to anger. This guy, though, classy, like a David Dickinson almost. Very classy guy.
He's been in the business for 25 years. All right, well, this time we tried a Vietnamese restaurant, partially because we thought someone who had a lesser knowledge of English might actually pay more attention to Bass Rutan's advice. And secondly, we thought perhaps after all this telephoning, Bass Rutan, you know, might be a little hungry.
Yeah, and parched.
Yeah. Oh, yes, possibly after a bottle of beer as well.
Mm.
Yeah, if it's a licensed restaurant.
To quench his
thirst. You'd hope so, yeah. Mm.
Hello, Sunlau Restaurant.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much. Of course, the bottle of beer.
Hello, have you the wrong number?
No, okay. My first thing that I want to tell you, what can you do with this?
Can you hang on?
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Thank you very much.
What can I do for you?
Let me tell you first, okay?
Yes?
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years. Of course, the bottle of beer. Okay?
Yeah, that's Sun Love in the restaurant. You got the right number.
All right.
Yeah, the restaurant.
I know. Okay?
Yes.
This is very important.
Yes. Yes.
Of course, the bottle of beer.
Oh.
I know. Okay?
No was.
Listen, fella. This is the thing. You have to understand.
Understand what?
Like I told you before. Okay?
Where are you from?
It's your choice. Okay?
Okay. I got to do nothing with you. Okay, bye.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh God, this isn't working, is it?
It's not going
People
well.
People were yelling in the background. That man's wife was yelling at him
in another language.
Poor guy. Well, I think the beer. I think we're onto something with the beer. What about a bottle shop?
That's got plenty of bottles.
Something. Hopefully, some of those bottles would contain beer as well.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think
mm-hmm.
so, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Bass Root's probably thirsty after all that stabbing and shin kicking.
Shabbing and shin kicking.
Shabbing, yeah.
And eyebrowing.
It's a Dutch thing, obviously.
Now, it's a long phone number.
These phones are so old.
Mm.
Almost as old as the Radio Adelaide ones.
YBWS Gilbert Street, Ollie speaking. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello?
Of course, the bottle of beer.
Pardon?
No. Okay.
You're a little bit quiet, sir, sorry.
What can you do with this? Hello?
Hello?
Of course, the bottle of beer. Okay?
Can I help you with something there?
What can you do with this?
What can I do with what?
It's your choice.
It's my
okay? Of course, the bottle of beer.
Okay.
Like I told you before, this is very important. Okay?
Yeah, all right.
I know.
See you later, mate.
Of course, the bottle of beer.
Okay, I'll give you free beer if you come in.
Okay?
Yeah, okay, no worries.
Thank you very much.
No worries, man. Catch you later.
Okay?
Oh, what a good guy.
What an offer.
Hey, head on down to BWS Gilbert Street. They will give you free beer.
Just pretend to be Bus Root and walk in and say, yeah. Crush it in the face,
yeah, yeah.
And they will give you beer.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, that guy's actually a friend of Smitty.
He'll give you some driving tips as well.
Shame I don't drink, actually. All right, well, after all of this calling, I think Bass Rootin needs a sensual, full-body adult massage and maybe a little something more. I believe it's illegal in this state, but let's try him anyway.
It's not where he comes from. The Dutch enjoy it.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
What can you do with this?
Pardon?
What can you do with this?
Do with what?
What about the kick in the groin?
Hey?
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin.
I have no idea what you're talking about, mate.
Let me tell you first that I've been around. I've been a bouncer for many, many years.
Okay.
Always. Okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is very important. What can you do with this? Hello?
Hello. Well, we give a full-body adult massage. Can I help you at all?
Okay. Always.
You're not helping me out. I don't see why you getting a kick in the balls is any of my business.
This is very important.
So you keep telling me, but I don't see how it's important to me.
Make sure it's straight on the jaw so you don't hurt your hand, because if you hit the skull, you might break your hand. Okay. I know my things.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you don't, but I'm like, why are you telling me? Why do you think I want to know this?
You have to understand. This is very important. Like I told you before, what about the kick?
Come in here tonight, or are you just calling to make fun of this place? What are you doing?
Like I told you before.
No. Answer the question. Do you have any interest whatsoever coming in here tonight, or are you just wasting my time?
Always.
Always what?
What can you do with this?
Do with what?
Let me explain to you something about porcelain, okay?
Why do I care about porcelain?
Okay?
I don't give a f*** about foresight.
Okay?
No, don't start explaining to me. I really don't care.
It's a stabbing device.
Pardon?
It's a stabbing device. This is porcelain. It will have sharp edges, and it can cut your throat. You can cut people with it.
Why the f*** do I care about porcelain?
Like I told you before.
No, I don't give a f*** what you told me before. I've listened to everything you've had to say. What the f*** has this got to do with where I work?
Pay attention to me.
I am. I'm about to hang up on you, mate.
What about the kick in the groin?
What about it?
Crush it in the face. Hello.
She sounded pretty angry.
Very uptight for someone who massages all that.
Astute observation, Michael.
Mm.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea. Yeah. To find out more about Bass Rutan, look him up on the internet. He is all over it. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Here's Tears for Fears. We'll be right back with a sketch that is both hilarious and educational.
Pow Wow. Pow Wow.
As endorsed by Radio Adelaide's prestigious Albanian program.
Përshëndet, me një këngë të kënduar nga Bojaça Mili, shokun e tim në Skërkën.
You heard me. Hey, how you doing? Pointless question, really. I'm on the radio. Hi, I'm David M. Green. Just earlier there, we had Tears for Fears with Mother's Talk bracket US remix, end bracket, from 1986. My favorite version, because they put out three versions of that song. Right, with me is Tim Ray. Let's go around the room.
Still here.
Tim. Michael Prince is also
Crush it in the face.
Bass Rutan, please. Let Michael speak.
I'm here, David. It's okay.
Right. Sorry, I got confused because this isn't a visual medium. We're actually all blind here in the studio. Right now, we've got a radio play that we've just been given called Chemistry Detectives. There was an episode last week. If you missed it, you can go to davidmgreen.com, click on the powwow page, and you can listen to the first episode. This is episode 2, Physics PH. So I'm just going to play it. I haven't actually listened to it because I don't have time to listen to these things. I'm very busy. I'm making phone calls. But here it is, Radio Adelaide, 101.5.
Hello again. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson. In response to the recent declining grades in high school chemistry, the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute presents Chemistry Detectives, an exciting new radio play that breathes fresh air into the rapidly failing cardiovascular system that is the Australian chemistry industry. Just a reminder for you, the listener, that every time a chemistry reference is made, you'll hear this sound. That sound again. And now, Chemistry Detectives.
Previously on Chemistry Detectives. There'd been a break-in at the Mercury Cinema. Some crackhead shot up the place, pumped the projectionist full of lead.
I'm not Frank, I'm Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nick Smith?
No, Nick Lester.
Of course, you're Nick L.
Damn it, Neon! You've been on this case for 2 weeks and so far you've got nowhere. From now on, you'll be working on it with your new partner.
What?
Neon, I'd like you to meet Detective Jonathan Astatine.
Hey, looking forward to working with you.
Yeah, it's great. I'll talk to you later.
Word on the street is this department's got a mole. All I ask is you give your new partner a chance.
Got someone on the phone. Says he was involved with the Mercury murder.
Put a trace on it. Neon.
I know who you are, Neon. Now is it time for my revenge on you?
If your grudge is with me, then why'd you kill that poor projectionist over at the Mercury Cinema?
Him? Well, I just really hated the movie. Did you ever see Knocked Up?
We got a trace.
23 zeros? That's Avogadro's number!
And now, Chemistry Detectives.
Today started like just another day at the lab. But now I find myself with my rookie partner, Detective Jonathan Astatine. And the chief, arriving at the old location of the infamous nightclub, Avogadro's.
Damn it! We're too late. Suspect's long gone. He must have known we were coming.
Hey, Neon. Who are they?
I don't know. Chief?
Well, they're not from our department, that's for sure. Hey! Who are you, then?
No worries, lads. We've got the situation under control.
Hey, what's the big deal? We're in charge of this investigation.
Who are you?
We're the chemistry detectives. Who are you? Damn it!
We're physics PH.
Don't you mean PI?
No.
Hello. Professor Theodore Dyson here again. Evidently, due to the relative success of chemistry detectives and the recent decline in high school physics grades, the Australian Institute of Physics has teamed up with the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute, against our will, to include physics references in addition to chemistry references in chemistry detectives. So, every time a reference to physics is made, you'll hear this sound. And now, back to chemistry detectives.
Damn it! Very well. Allow me to introduce Detectives Neon.
Hi.
And Astatine.
Looking forward to working with you.
God, this guy's voice is...
Shut up.
Nice to meet you. My name's Agent Henry Jules. And this is my partner, Violet.
That's Agent Violet to you.
You're a little short for this line of work, aren't you? Any shorter and you'd be invisible. I don't like this, Chief. You and I both know this is chemistry's jurisdiction.
Hey, cool it. We're both on the force. So we'll all just have to learn to, get along. In harmony.
Yeah, we're here to uphold the law. Sure, maybe we want to uphold Newton's three laws of motion too.
Stop that!
But we're both after the same guy. The guy who murdered that Mercury Cinema projectile.
Projectionist, idiot!
Oh, right.
You don't understand. This guy has a personal grudge against me. Ever since I... accidentally burned down that orphanage.
How the hell did you do that?
I don't want to talk about it. By the way, what brought you guys here?
We accelerated under our own momentum.
I gathered that.
Hey, look, footprints.
Come on, they lead outside. Let's follow.
There will now be a brief intermission. Won't you please enjoy me playing the synthesizer? And now, back to chemistry detectives.
Footprints lead all the way to the train station. Ah, God, I could sure use a witness.
Hey, why not ask that guy over there, the conductor? Excuse me, Agent Jules, Physics PH.
Don't you mean PI?
No, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
Name?
Ron.
Have you seen anybody come through here? Somebody who looks like they've murdered someone and they haven't been caught yet.
Well, I see a lot of people. Now listen here, Ron. If you don't want to tell us anything here, maybe you'll feel more comfortable telling us downtown. I don't have to tell you anything.
Calm down, sir, unless you want to be charged.
You've got nothing on me.
Oh, now, Ron, you wouldn't want to be charged with resisting.
All right. I saw some guy. Looked a bit shifty. He ran through here about 30 minutes ago. He hopped on a southbound train on Platform 4. You happy? Yeah. Thanks. Good work, Agent. Agent Violet.
Huh. They don't call me Ultraviolet for nothing.
Indeed.
Detective Neon.
Yeah?
What if I were to tell you that I was attracted to you?
I probably say it's my animal magnetism. Ah, crap. I'm not supposed to make physics references.
Well, that's okay. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
No. No, it's not okay. What have I become? Don't look at me.
It's okay. You've got to remember, chemistry is just dirty physics. And I like it dirty.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Violet.
Neon.
What the hell are you doing? Neon! For God's sake, this is a passenger carriage.
Sorry, Chief. I forgot we were still on the train.
Violet! But I thought that you and I were...
Sorry, Jules. But I like an energized man.
You...
I'll kill you!
No, stop! Everybody just calm down. Let's not forget why we're all here. Don't kill a Jules. We're after the Mercury murderer. Do you all understand the gravity of the situation?
Wait a minute. Chief, when did you get here?
I've been with you the whole time.
Well, why didn't you say anything?
Because unlike you slackers, I was doing my job. I was keeping an eye on the lot of you. Or haven't you forgotten this department's got a mole?
What?
A mole.
A mole?
Yes. A mole.
What? I mean, wait. Where's Detective Nick L?
Why?
I'd rather be fishing.
He's dropped his wallet.
Nick L's not assigned to this investigation. He's back at the lab. Said he had some important work to do. Last I saw of him, he was working on something underneath Neon's car.
Then why is his wallet here? Hey, wait, what's this? A ticket stub for Knocked Up at the Mercury Cinema?
Oh my God! The mole! The Mercury murderer! It's Nick! We've gotta get back to the lab!
But we're still on the train!
Well, someone's gonna have to tell the driver to turn this baby around.
I elect Ron. It'd be an honor.
Will the chemistry detectives and physics PH get back to the lab in time to capture Detective Nick L? Will Agent Violet still be interested in Detective Neon after she discovers that he is unable to commit? Is 1 coulomb equal to the amount of electric charge transported by a current of 1 amp in 1 second? All will be revealed next time on Chemistry Detectives, presented by the Royal Australian Chemistry Institute and the Australian Institute of Physics. I'm Professor Theodore Dyson. Good night.
Radio Adelaide, you're tuned to 101.5. Pete Smith speaking.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM. Just there we had Pete Smith with an ID, and before that, Chemistry Detectives 2, Physics PH. But right now, oh, hang on, might as well introduce the people in the studio. Joining me is Tim Ray.
I love Pete Smith.
Very good. Who doesn't? Michael Prince is also here. Hello, Michael.
Why do I always have to go last when you introduce? Why is Tim always ahead of me on the introduction?
You're not last, because there's another guy joining us now on the phone. It is Mr. Matty B, live from Sydney. Hello, Matty B.
Why am I always last?
Because
why is Michael Prince always introduced before me? I am insulted.
It goes left to the dealer.
Okay.
We're playing poker now.
Hit me. Oh, wait, wrong game.
Oh, my God, Matty B, I haven't spoken to you in, like, 9 months ever since that incident.
I know, and I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
I will be giving you a new cat for your birthday, okay? I'm really sorry.
Thank you. Wow, new cat. Unbelievable.
What have you been up to, Matty B?
I'm joining you from Sydney, of course, being your East Coast correspondent, or Sydney correspondent, as I believe it's now been attuned to.
No, it's Powwow Sydney Ambassador.
Sydney Ambassador.
That's right.
Wow, that's a really good title.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, it's all you, Matty B.
Yeah, I wish.
So, how's Pennant Hills?
It's still the safest suburb in Australia. I don't know if Tim, if you're aware of this. I'm living in West Pennant Hills at the moment.
Okay.
And it is classified, as or it was last year, as the safest suburb in Australia.
Until you got there.
Until I got there, and yeah, then things changed. But well, let's not talk about that. David, yeah, 9 months. It's incredible.
I have a son now.
What have you called him?
Matty B.
Oh, I'm flattered.
He moved to Perth.
It's a poor choice. last 9 months, I've been living out of a suitcase.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been living in Melbourne and Tasmania and Sydney.
Unbelievable.
I know, it's terrible, especially that middle part that we'll just skip over.
Okay. Do you have suitcases in each of the places, or is it just the same one?
Well, I leave incriminating evidence behind, so whatever I leave behind, I leave them a small suitcase souvenir just to keep as a constant reminder of what I did.
Mm. And why have you been living out of a suitcase? Are you travelling?
I've been working on a brand spanking new Australian horror film called Dying Breed, which stars Nathan Phillips, of course, from Wolf Creek. Notice I'm plugging here. I've never plugged before, so you got to tell me if I'm doing the right thing.
You heard it here first, listener.
Ah, okay, good. Yes, listener. Well, that's one more person I'll get into the cinemas to see an Australian film. It's Nathan Phillips from Wolf Creek and Lee Whannell, who, of course, co-created the Saw franchise.
Wow.
They both came out to do it. It's based on a true story. It's based on the true story of Alexander Pierce, who was a cannibal in Tasmania. So there you go. So it's an Australian horror film, and I've been filming all the behind the scenes footage for the DVD release.
Sounds delicious.
It's very, very tasty. Goes well with Worcestershire sauce.
Did that guy eat his own head?
No. He escaped from a prison from Sarah Island, which was a prison, obviously. And he escaped with a whole bunch of guys, and they eventually caught up to him, and they said, "Where are all the others?" And he went, "I ate them." And they went, "Yeah, sure." And then put him back in prison, and then he escaped with another guy and caught up to him and said, "Where's the other guy?" And he goes, "I ate him. Here, look, I've got some chunks of flesh in my pocket left over."
Mm. Wow.
So
remarkable detail there.
Yeah.
What about you know, anything else that's interesting that we might be interested in happened to you?
I have some astounding news for you, for all of you, if we've got some time.
We have a little bit of time.
I had a call today.
Really?
Yeah, I had. You would not believe how crazy this call was.
Please explain.
I picked up the phone and it was sometime tonight and I spoke to this guy and he was talking about this really crazy stuff. I mean, have you ever had that happen to you?
Did he say his name?
You know what? I don't think he did.
It wasn't a telemarketer, was it?
It might have been. I wasn't sure. I mean, I it's funny because I had two calls today. There was one in the morning and one tonight.
Well, Matty B, have we got a surprise for you. Did your call sound a little something like this?
Hello.
Hello.
What about the kick in the groin?
What about that?
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin. Mm. Okay?
Yeah, okay, yep.
This is very important.
Okay, I'm sorry. Continue. Okay.
Okay?
Yes, no, I've got okay. You said that twice. Continue.
I know my things. Okay?
Did you say things? Okay, hang on. No.
I know.
You know.
It's your choice.
Okay, you realize that sentence doesn't make sense. Like, the sentence structure of what you just said doesn't make any sense.
Listen, fella. This is the thing.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
This is very important.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
What about the kick in the groin?
Yeah, what about that?
Everybody underestimates the kick in the groin. Pay attention to me.
Oh, I'm I'm sorry. I was thinking about Nick Godfrey naked. No, continue. Okay.
It's your choice.
It certainly is.
Always.
Yes.
Okay.
Always okay. What does always okay mean?
It's your choice.
Sounds like a Michael Princey statement to me.
Ah. Give me a break.
Sorry, Michael. I just, you know, I had to take a stab at someone, and I thought, well, why not you?
Always okay.
You're too clever for us, Matty B. You've worked it out.
I did. I'm sorry. It got to a stage and I thought, Bass Rutan, there's only one person or two people I know who are obsessed with Bass Rutan. One of them happens to have a radio show that's going on air tonight, and I knew that Nick Godfrey may be listening, or he would hear it eventually, and then and Michael Princey would be on it. So.
Both fans of this show, I believe.
Okay. <I'm>
Well, Matty B, we did have some questions to ask you, but we're running out of time here, so... Yeah. Would you like to call back maybe not next week because I'm actually interviewing Richard Marsland, but the week after that or something like that, and we can talk some more?
David Green, how would you like to have me on the show in the week after that?
Wow, that would be amazing. Are you coming to Adelaide?
I am returning to the land of South Australia.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Hooray. Yeah.
First on your program.
Wow, have a ding.
Oh, I love it. So watch out, radio listener.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes, so I would be more than honoured to come in and answer a couple of questions.
Cool. Well, Matty B, thanks for joining us. We will catch up soon.
My pleasure. Take it easy, boys.
All right, see you later. Fantastic. Matty B, hilarious. Mm. Well, this one goes out to Matty B because I know how much he hates John Howard and Alan Jones. So it is Howard Jones with Bounce Right Back. You are here on Pow Wow Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM.
Ahoy there, listeners. You might remember me from my hit radio show, Adam. Oh, by the way, I'm Adam, and I might have been in the Navy, but that doesn't mean I'm naive about what makes good radio. Shipping is like radio, really. I mean, you have a deck, other assorted. Here's a man who's competing with me for the smoothest tones on radio, First Mate Tim Ray.
Radio has never sounded so audible. Back to you, Adam.
Thanks, Tim. We'll clean the poop deck later.
You're not actually doing it on the deck?
Thanks, Tim. Let's listen to this.
Adam.
Thank you, Adam. Love the show. Hi, I'm David M. Green, and you are listening to Pow Wow.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Wow. Sorry about that. On Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, voiceovers Tim Ray, take it away.
Are you a little curious? God knows I am.
Maybe you'd like to try that again.
Okie dokie. Subscribe to Radio Adelaide. Come into 228 North Terrace and speak to the elegant Ella.
Sorry, would you like to try that one more time?
Okie dokie. Subscribe to Radio Adelaide. Come in to 228 North Terrace. During business hours, talk to the elegant Ella, the classy Clemmy, or the delightful Deb. You can also call them. Their number, 8303 5000. Become a subscriber. It's only $52 for the year, $26 if you have a concession. We need your subscriptions.
Very, very astute observation. Thank you very much, Tim. Thanks. But by the way, if you want to check out you listener at home, check out the podcast of this show available at www.davidmgreen.com. Very important, that M. If you go to davidgreen.com, that is a porn site. You go to davidgreen.com.au, that's somebody else's site, some cartoonist. You got to go to davidmgreen.com. Also, check out fruitcup.org. Have you seen these things?
I've seen this around. I'm not exactly sure. Apparently now if you go to the YouTube and you type in Fruit Cup, you get something to do with that as well.
Oh, yes. Also, I've made a link to it because I think it's so important that the people at home view this thing.
Yeah.
If you go to my website, davidmgreen.com, it is the first thing you see on the homepage.
Uh-huh.
I am now no longer the first thing that you see.
No, you're the second thing, Tim. And with a subscriber call like that,
I deserve second?
I'm going to stop before I say something I regret.
You've been relegated to the poop deck.
But next week on Pow Wow, my exclusive interview with
former radio panel operator for the greatest radio show ever, Get This, which used to be on Triple M.
Oh, it was called Get This.
That's right.
Oh, sorry.
Get This is the name of the show. Used to be on Triple M until late last year when it was axed. Mr. Richard Marsden. I asked him, amongst other things, about the rumour that Get This will return either on another radio station or possibly on TV.
Whatever the rumour suggests, and if it's, you know, if it's anything, if it doesn't end up working out, I'll just go back to what I used to do, which is working at the car park booth there at the Paraka flea markets. So I'll probably see you around then. Not that that isn't, you know, I really enjoy doing that, but and I'll gladly go back to it.
Do they have fleas there?
No fleas at the market, no. It's a common myth. It's a common myth, but lots of fruit and veg.
Oh, okay.
You heard it here, folks. Plenty of fruit and veg. Hear the full interview on Power Hour next week, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Tim and Michael, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, David.
May you live long and do things. Sorry, I'm trying to be original. Well, that's it for another Pow Wow show. Pow Wow is a David M. Green production in association with Adam Navarro, at least on paper. Up next week on Radio Adelaide, it's Black Market Radio, punk, hardcore, ska, and some talking in between. Richard Marsden interview next week, of course, but until then, I'll still be David M. Green. Inspirational closing statement. Good night.
It's just a fool's paradise. It's just a fool's paradise. Anyhow.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
I know my things. Okay?
I'll just put you on hold and then you can talk to our receptionist.
Okay?
Okay.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Hello.
Yeah, how can I help you, sweetie?
What about the kick in the groin?
The kick? Oh, not you again.